Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
So we're off with episode 7.
Yes, the Justice League special. Yeah. First part.
Part 1.
Season 7.
Season 7, yeah.
I hope the listener is still out there. Not sure if he is. Or she. Transgender is these days.
Well, I'm sure the signal's strong enough to be beamed out into space.
I'm sure it is. Someone out there.
Marvin the Martian.
Where's the kaboom? It's supposed to be an earth-shattery kaboom.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
So this is, The Adventures of Superman.
The Adventures of Superman, yes.
Starring George Reeves.
Yes, this is the oldest of everything we've ever done, and probably ever will do. 1952?
I wouldn't count on that.
Well, I know, it's probably really not. But it is the original superhero.
Yeah, this is like, I'm sure I've got it as 52 as well. Yeah. But apparently they made movies before this series.
Yes, I got that down, yes. Yeah. Apparently it was Superman and the Mole Men, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
Which I've never seen. No. But he was in it. George Reeves played that as well.
Oh, did he? I'm sure it was a different actor.
Okay.
Or maybe it was a different movie. Because
you may be right.
Because there was a different Lois Lane as well.
There is in the second series. I've got that written down. Oh. Yeah. Noel Nell, would you believe?
Noel Nell, yes. She's in this one.
But she's not in the original episode. It's a Phyllis Coates.
That's right. But she got offered something better and decided to leave.
Washing her hair, probably. But no, to be fair to it, I mean, this is the original. This is the first ever.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
I sort of enjoyed it.
I didn't mind it, actually.
Some stuff we watched, this as well, I thought, yeah, actually, I'm quite enjoying this. And knowing it's only like 23 minutes long as well.
Well, yeah, that was a bonus. Knowing what we've just watched, much, much longer. But yeah, no, we've just seen Batman versus Superman, the
Dawn of Justice,
and now we've just watched the original Superman, the first ever
TV
superhero.
Yeah.
We have to be fair, I mean, they didn't have the technology that we have nowadays.
All the costume design, no. I noticed a lot of the costumes on kind of Krypton were from Flash Gordon.
I have made a note of it. It just seemed to be that wore a costume with a picture of what you did.
Yeah. Only today they'd do that.
Yeah, well, is it Kal-El? Is he dad, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got like a star to show that he's a scientist, yeah, I think.
But that was an original Flash Gordon outfit. Just slightly changed.
Yeah. But it did make you laugh. Everyone just seems to... just big pictogrammes of what you are.
It must have been Mag. Yeah.
Man with a ratchet or wrench, sorry, for the plumber.
And basically, it's the story we all know of Superman, Krypton, he's dying.
Yes.
His dad says, look, the sun is pulling us in towards it somehow.
The thing that I thought, I mean, well, to start off, it starts with the classic. Apparently it's called the Superman March, as far as apparently, but
yeah.
I do have them here.
Many notes.
Oh, many notes. Oh. Yeah, many notes.
Hope that was a work print that you used for all that notes.
Of course it was. Oh. But apparently it started, but I know the version we did. It was actually sponsored by Kellogg's.
Oh, was it?
Kellogg's, yeah, breakfast cereal, and they got the actual actors to to promote Kellogg's. But the only one they couldn't get him, Superman that is, and Lois Lane together, because they felt if they sat them two together having Kellogg's, it might think that they've been up to
having breakfast together.
But yes, I mean, it actually starts with faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's Superman.
Yeah.
And then it carried on. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Carry on. Superman can change the course of mighty rivers. I did like that one.
Yeah.
Ben Steele in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, my old man, a reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, because we weren't allowed to tell her. Fights a never-ending battle of truth, justice in the American way. And now for another exciting episode of Superman.
And this one was called Superman on Earth.
I was going to add a metropolitan newspaper that apparently is just across the bay from Gotham.
It is now. Didn't used to be,
but it is now.
Oh, that's incredible, powerful searchlight.
But yeah, this went on for 6 seasons.
Yeah.
104 episodes. Which isn't bad.
No, it's quite a lot, isn't it?
It's not bad at all. But yeah, so it starts off with the classic line, which can't be really. But apparently Krypton burns like a green star, although it was in black and white.
Yeah.
Which, it's like watching Snooker in black and white, that one.
Yeah.
What else?
Go to the council, or I put the Temple of Wisdom.
Yeah. I did like the Temple of Wisdom. I must admit, as we just said, everyone wears a symbol of what they actually do.
Yeah. And of course, he's got Superman's dad saying, look, we're doomed, we're all gonna die.
We're all doomed.
We don't know when, it could be today, it could be in half hour, it could be a couple of years.
Yeah.
And the council just laugh at him, didn't they? Yeah.
But being in a vast race, he pulls down the chalkboard.
Yeah.
This was another thing that actually got me at the beginning of this. They're a planet of supermen. No, they're not.
No,
they're not.
Just normal. They're normal on their own planet. People. On their own planet, they're normal.
Yeah, but
it's the Earth, Sun, super.
But it's posed across, and when he fires off Superman into space, he says, superhuman and all that. But they're not. They are just normal people.
Yeah.
A bit more scientifically advanced, although the pictogram on the pull-down chalkboard was quite good. But but yeah, they come across as supposed to be supermen, but they're not.
I like the way it was Gorgon. He was the most outspoken of the Kryptonians.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. I thought, he's going to come back into this somehow. Yes. But he doesn't, does he?
Well, certainly not in this opening episode. No.
They're all dying.
I presume he's the kind of General Zod sort of person, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he seemed to be a bit of a warmonger sort of thing.
He was definitely very outspoken.
Yeah.
More
seen later.
But they're all laughing. Like silly, giggly laughs.
Yes. Yeah. But he hears thunder.
Yeah.
And instantly knows that, no, that's gas pockets exploding. I mean, to me, it sounded like thunder, but obviously he's a scientist. He knows these things. Again, for such an advanced race, they have fluorescent lighting, I noticed.
Yeah. And Jor-El, Superman's father.
Superman's dad,
yeah. He says, his plan is, going to build a huge rocket, get everyone on it, and send them away.
Yeah, they laughed.
Yeah. So he ends up building a test rocket, doesn't he?
Yes, I was a bit worried about the test rocket.
Same guy, yeah.
Because when he hears the gas pockets exploding, and obviously it's come quicker than he thought, he says to Mrs. Superman...
Martha.
Well,
Martha, aren't they?
Well,
no, I know,
she isn't, but Martha. And then... get the sun, he just rams it in. he doesn't even strap him in, he just rams him straight into this handy cubby hole that I made, which apparently is a test rocket. Why would I make a handy cubby hole? I've no idea.
Maybe he was going to put an egg in it, test it. If the egg survives, it'd be good.
Yeah, we see that. That's more the Incredible Hulk. I can make an egg disappear, I can make it reappear.
Like a saucepan, yeah.
But yes, I was a bit worried about that part.
And of course, when the rocket takes off.
And again, it gave you no food or water.
No, there's nothing.
There was nothing.
It's not a far journey I'm taking. Well, probably half hour.
But he got there in less than 23 minutes. I know that much.
I did like the way the rocket changed to a V2 rocket.
Yes, I noticed that. And then landed, and it was no bigger than, a foot?
Yeah. It goes from one rocket, changes
to an effective black and white rocket.
Well, it's all black and white, but white design,
design pattern.
I guess it would be a silver, but you couldn't see because it's black and white.
Yeah.
And that's the one that crashes.
Yes. And the tail fell off. But so he lands in Earth in moments, I put, because it was moments.
It was, it was very quick.
And Sarah, see, now Sarah's his stepmum, isn't it? Martha, apparently, in the new film.
Yeah, his father's, was it Eb?
Yes, and they called him Ethan on here.
Oh, right. But that's because, apparently, in the early comics, they kept changing the names anyways.
Oh, that's fair.
So, right. And then it did eventually go to Jonathan and Martha.
Yeah.
As his step-parents.
But I say that they see the rocket go overhead. Well, they hear it first.
Yeah.
It's in the Southern Bell style, which I can't hear the voice, but And they hear it, see it crash, 4 foot in front of them.
Yeah.
And he kicks it and he kicks it, but he can't get it open, can he?
No. It is on fire.
And it is on fire, yes. And we know fire's not good for superheroes.
So he grabs his gloves.
Yeah. Yes.
He throws dirt at it.
Manages to pull
But he thinks maybe it's a bomb or something, one of the new bombs, doesn't he? So
he does think it's one of the new testing bombs. Yeah.
Same month towards it,
throws dirt at it. Yeah.
It's obviously never read the firework instructions, is he?
No. he hears a baby. He hears a voice, doesn't he? Hears he crying. I should think so. There's no food and water, are there? Not even a soft toy.
In fact, the rocket was on fire. Yeah. I don't know why the rocket was on fire.
No. It wasn't expiring, but it looked good.
But it didn't come down on fire. It just suddenly burst into flames. That was a poor design. Maybe it was his dad.
And so he manages to get the child out, and then it falls apart and disintegrates.
Completely gone.
Completely gone.
Not a trace of it.
No. Just the brown patch, well, black and white patch.
We're building with fire.
That's similar now. Then we got a voiceover.
I've got that voiceover.
Telling the story. And suddenly he's 12.
And very whiny.
Well, I put 12 going on 18.
Yeah. Because
he did look very old.
He did look incredibly old, yeah.
And suddenly he's found he's got X-ray vision.
Yeah.
Because he could see through the rock.
And his mother sits him down to have the talk.
Yeah, the talk.
The talk. The talk about you being a superhero.
How she finds it, blah, blah, blah.
No birds and bees, just,
Yes. So now, apparently, next, it goes on.
Yeah.
He's now 25.
Yeah, going on 38, I've
got going on 40.
Oh, right.
Apparently, it's April the 10th, 1951. So.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Poor old, it's his birthday, isn't it? If I remember, it's the day they found him.
Yeah,
it was the day they found him. So
and he's going off to
founding day.
Yeah, founding. So, and his old dad comes in, all happy, nothing wrong with him.
No, then he has
suddenly a heart attack.
Yeah, I've got mild stroke.
Yeah, very quickly.
Yes, very out of the blue that one was, wasn't it?
He didn't look for the slides.
No.
He didn't have any.
No, he literally walked in, didn't he? He said, oh, I've got to put the... I've just got to have put the tractor away, I think it was.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Change my clothes and have a quick wash and I'll be ready. And next minute, boom.
That's it.
Yeah.
He sadly passes away. Says, doesn't he?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Kevin Costner will play this part.
Yeah, sorry about the accent.
He had to go.
He was a real hillbilly, wasn't he? He was such a...
Yeah, he was. So Clark decides to, as you do, your dad does, abandon mum.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
You're on your own, mum.
Yeah.
You can plough those fields.
Gets on the bus, doesn't he?
Not before she's giving him a costume.
An outfit.
Which apparently she made from the blanket. Now, when you see the costume, which is a little bit later, that's some blanket, and she's some sewer or a weaver, should I say.
And it must have been multicoloured.
Yes, and she made a cape out of it as
A cape. The blanket itself would just be enough for a cape, maybe. I believe that, but she made the whole outfit.
The whole outfit.
And she knows it's indestructible because it wouldn't catch fire.
Yes.
How did she sew it?
Exactly.
She's got some superpowers.
She used indestructible knitting needles.
Yeah.
The only thing made out of krypton, probably.
Adamantium knitting needles.
Next bit is when he arrives in the big city, Metropolis.
Yeah.
Classic classic film photography here, where he walks on the spot.
Yes.
Clearly.
It's not even like he's pretending to walk. He's really up, down, feet.
<It's> clearly walking on the spot. And everything else walks past him. There's pictures of giant skyscrapers. Clearly New York.
Yeah.
but yes. Yeah.
It reminds you of the old films where people go to Hollywood, weren't it?
Yes.
See all the Hollywood signs going past. It's very like
that. It is very, very much like that. Yeah. Yeah, as I put Metropolis, clearly New York.
Yeah, it was so New Yorkish.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So he goes to, say, a great metropolitan newspaper. We don't know he's a news reporter at any point.
No, we don't know he studied that or anything. He just wants to meet one.
In later Superman, was it Lois and Clark? You do know that he did work on the local newspaper, yes. I believe, yeah. And yeah. It's in all the films.
Smallville Gazette or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, he worked on local. But in this one, it's never mentioned, but he turns up at a great metropolitan newspaper again, which we can't mention the name. I'm not sure why.
No.
They just called it a great metropolitan newspaper.
Not the Daily Planet.
No,
which it is.
Yeah.
He gets to see Mr. White.
Yes.
This is, of course, he can't get to see him. The secretary says, he's too busy.
He's too busy, yeah.
Because I want to be a reporter. That seems like the only job qualification he's got wanting to be.
Yes. He then decides that he's going to walk round the outside of the building.
On the ledge. Yeah.
On the ledge, yes. And just appears in Mr. White's office.
Yeah, through the window.
Yeah. And when he tells Mr. White where he's come from, he just... Well...
You're a madman. No one could walk on that ledge type of...
Yeah, even though the ledge was fairly wide.
Right, I could manage that. I could manage that by carrying groceries. That's how big it was.
Yeah. I've got... next part I've got here is Jimmy.
Jimmy runs in an emergency.
But he's not the cameraman.
No, he isn't.
No.
He's not the photographer. No. Because they have to take the photographer with them.
Yes. And it's not Jimmy. Jimmy's driving the car.
Yeah, it's just the, I don't know, young, understudy.
Which at this point, obviously, Superman has changed into Clark.
I like the way he goes into a cupboard.
But it seemed to be the cupboard that he'd originally walked past in the first place.
Goes into this cupboard to change into a Superman outfit. But this cupboard leans straight out onto the balcony. Not even a balcony. It's a ledge.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a window. It's just an opening.
Yes.
I wonder how many cleaners they've lost. It's just open.
You have a feeling that when the man was building the building, he got to that part and realised, oh God, I've got it's upside down. We put the doorway out to the outside.
Or maybe you have big plans. There's this building, it's going to join onto this building over here.
Yeah, we're going to make a skywalk, sort of thing.
Oh, we'll just make it a cupboard now.
Yeah. If only we knew what a skywalk was. But yes.
The emergency is a man's hanging off a blimp. Apparently, a blimp had tried to land.
Yes,
and it suddenly took him up by the air, and the man was still hanging on there.
Yes. Great bit of cinematography, that was.
It was impressive.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, it is 1951. I mean, we can't knock it too much. We've seen worse.
What I've got is the man falls.
Yeah, I've got the man.
He falls to the floor because he's obviously just steps down to the floor. Can you see? And the floor takes his weight.
Yeah.
But then you see a dummy flying through the sky.
Yeah.
And Superman catches that dummy.
Well, I've got it. A man slips off rope. Superman catches him. Made to look like a schoolgirl.
No.
He does say, doesn't he? I made like a schoolgirl and I screamed and passed out.
That's right, he did. Yeah, yes. He actually told you that. Yeah.
I'm not sure how that means, but apparently perhaps it was the in thing to say at that time in those years.
It's not weak. It's not manly.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. And then it just ends with Lois questioning Clark, how did you get there so quickly?
Yeah.
And how did you know he was round the back of the building?
Yeah, and that's it. Really.
And that's it. That is episode one.
The thing is that Clark will get the job if he can interview.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Man.
Yes, Mr. White says, if you can interview him.
So he falls, Superman catches him, puts him down behind the hangar. Obviously, Superman flies off. Clark suddenly comes in.
Yes.
Chucks him in a taxi. Takes him to the Daily Planet.
Which we don't see.
No, we don't see any of that.
We don't see any of that because you then beg to differ. Well, where does Superman land and runs off? how did he turn into Clark? Because his suit's back in the office. Metropolis.
He can fly pretty fast.
Well, I've seen that in other episodes, in other films, should we say. But yes.
Even you, Superman, would be on incredible speed. Yeah. Couldn't fly back to that cupboard and change.
No.
That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying, he doesn't carry a suitcase with him with a spare set of clothes. It's a superhero phenomenon, this. Where do they get their clothes from when they turn back?
It happens to them all.
Right, it does seem to
quite a lot.
But he was the first it happened to. No, as I say, as an episode, he isn't that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to remember it's, what, 50, 60 odd years ago now. I mean,
it's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, they made the best of what they had.
Yeah, I think it holds up fine, though. I mean, obviously the effects are...
Oh, the effects are...
Aren't special.
No, they're not special. But back then they were special.
Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? Back then they were special. Not sure about the fire. Well, that's special, but...
I mean, it's not quite as Harold Lloyd or Charlie Chaplin effects, but...
No. It was obviously the cheap end of the market of affecting, but...
Yeah, the dummy was really bad. It was really dummy-like.
Yeah, you think that dummy's bad, you've got other programmes to watch, yeah. I'm telling you.
In hindsight,
it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's hard to say whatever anything bad about it.
It's only 23 minutes long. It wasn't... The story's quick.
Yeah, it's the original.
The point,
it's the first ever superhero of any description ever made. I mean, he was a well-known comic book character.
Action Comics,
yes, by then. It was the first adaptation on the screen, be it movie screen or TV screen. Although, say, they did make a film earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure they made one without George Reeves.
Yeah. I'm trying to find... I did have that bit in there, I remember. Yeah. I know, George Reeves, 58-minute black and white. Well, that's a surprise. George Reeves and Phyllis Coates starred in Superman and the Mole Men.
Oh, right, maybe he was...
Yeah. But I think she actually did the original radio show as well.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. We can't judge it by today's super blue screen, green screen technology.
Now, I also noted that George Reeves played Superman in one episode of I Love Lucy as well.
Yeah, apparently I saw that as well. I saw something about I Love Lucy. Yes. I mean, what did you think? I mean,
well, I thought, well, this is going to be so old and dated, and it was, but I still enjoyed it. And obviously, you know, as you say, it's the first time they tried to do a superhero TV show, really.
Yes.
I mean, they had like Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers. They must have been before this, I'm thinking. They were more serials, weren't they, for the...
Yeah, they weren't superheroes, though, were they?
You're saying Buck Rogers isn't a superhero?
Well, you know, he's a hero.
Not super...
They're heroes, but they don't have superpowers.
They don't, know. This is true.
Yeah, this was the first superpowered person. We say person, we don't want to genderise on this. Despite the fact he's called Superman.
Apparently it was Kirk, someone who played Superman originally, but he weighed too much money to do the series. So that's why George Reeves took over.
That was his loss.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, of course, George Reeves, this was the last thing he'd done, isn't it?
I didn't know. I didn't know he'd done anything else.
No, because he died shortly after the series finished.
Well, apparently he can't.
And he's already big.
Bullets do penetrate then.
Yeah.
He just stood in front of a speeding train.
It's quite a famous case in America, isn't it? Because they say he committed suicide and other people say he didn't. Black Dahlia or something.
Yes. It's coming back to me. Yes.
It was a big thing at the time.
I vaguely remember this.
He was properly famous at the time.
Yes. Yes, I do. It's coming back. Mists of time.
Like most of the stuff.
Yeah, most of the stuff comes back to me eventually. You can actually buy this, apparently, on DVD, would you believe? All six seasons of it.
Wow.
There you go. You can't
knock £1.
Probably more than £1.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube as well.
Yeah, I know you can. Phyllis Coates apparently played Lois Lane's mother in the episode of Lois and Clark.
She did, yeah. I've got that as well.
Yeah.
Lois and Clark, quite that awful.
Whatever happened to those two?
Yeah, God, nothing much.
Exactly.
Glad about it.
Nothing.
Though, to be honest, he did go on to do a big starring part in Rat Race.
Oh, Rat Race. No, I do like Rat Race.
Yeah, we played the boyfriend who has once became main or something.
Oh, that's correct, where he's in the swimming pool with the cheating on his girlfriend. Yes, I do remember that.
That's the most I remember of him.
And she was in the Bond film.
She was
Tomorrow up. Never Dies.
She done this for Housewives.
Yeah, and they killed her off pretty quick in that.
And apparently she wasn't very popular on set.
No, apparently she's a bit of a diva.
That was said she was probably pregnant at the time, so
I'm not sure. You're too easily led.
I know. I'm best let people off.
Yeah, you see the twinkle of Hollywood and that's it. But yeah, overall, I can't knock it.
We can't really do much more to say about this one, have we?
No, not really.
We watched it, we enjoyed it. We should give things star rating, shouldn't we?
Star rating, ooh.
I know it's a bit late now.
Well, it is, well, yeah.
It's episode 7.
Season 7. But depends where you star rating. You're going up to 10 or you're going to 5. I mean,
I think 10 because it gives you a bit of room.
Yeah, I was going to say, we probably need 10 because there's going to be a lot of ones. So, on the star rating, I'll go an 8. I'll give it an 8.
Yeah,
8 out of 10.
I would agree that it gets a good
for its time.
For effort. And
for
stuff.
Effort, yeah. For its time. And the acting's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not brilliant, but it's not bad.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
I did like some of the opening scenes where you see it's a Superman outfit, you know, the planet behind him and everything, and he's...
Well, it's the classic.
Can't see his feet. His feet completely disappeared from,
that's right,
from the green screen, like.
Yeah, so you don't know if he's flying.
Yeah.
He's just
my feet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the one that started them all. It's got everything. It's got the classic, say, opening line.
Yeah.
Is it a bird? Everybody knows those lines. Even kids now still know those lines.
Yeah.
You know.
Because originally Superman couldn't fly, could he? He could just leap.
Yes.
Long distances, and that's where leap.
Yeah, leap over tall. Yeah.
A single bound.
Yeah. Which that sort of poo-pooed that idea in the first episode. They got him flying.
Right, he was flying. I think they've already established he could fly in the comics.
Yes. Yeah.
What's a leaping man?
Yeah. Not quite sure why else would you want a cape?
Yeah.
I've never understood the cape part of yourself anyway.
No, capes are a bad idea.
Yeah. I know Batman uses it. It's supposed to be his bulletproof screen or shield sort of thing.
Wings.
Yeah.
Everything.
But yeah, I never quite understood the Superman with the cape, but...
Those a bit Incredibles, no capes.
Yes.
It sucked into things and caught on door.
But it didn't stop Superman anyway.
No, his indestructible cape.
Yes. Yes, which good old mum knitted. From the smallest blanket you've ever seen because it was wrapped around a baby to make a full grown man's suit and cape.
And underwear.
Oh yeah, well, I presume it's underwear. I mean, she made the lot. It's not bad.
Yeah, I got your measurements while you were asleep.
Yeah.
So what do we give Space 99 a rating? Should we rate up?
Oh, we're going back. Oh, Space 99.
I'm going to give it a 5, I think.
Are we explaining why we're giving it a 5?
No. I had to watch it twice. That's enough reason.
That's true.
It's quite slow and dull episode, isn't it, compared to...
And it's got Barbara Bain. Oh, 4.5.
You'd be sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. It's the Bain factor. I've had to drop it point. What was this?
Jeez. It was so long ago.
Listener, what did we do next?
Shout out,
I've now got that Dick Barton special agent view in my back of my head. He's coming to get on the phone. How do I get through to these people? Send a pigeon.
I have my notes. Oh my god, it was shocking.
It was Big Bang Theory.
Of course, the alien pilot of Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah, pilot Big Bang. Well, I love Big Bang, but I can't.
No, that pilot was... I would give it a 6, I think.
Yeah, I'd 6, yeah. It was not there yet. Not there. Then it was the Doctor.
Yeah, we done Who?
Doctor Who.
It's the Who?
Yeah. I'm going for an 8. I do like it. It's classic. It's classic series.
Yeah, And it was watchable and entertaining.
It was still funny, but yeah, it was, yeah. If you haven't heard that one, listen, go find it.
nothing.
Then it was Manimal.
Manimal.
Oh, well, you're talking 10. Possibly 12. No.
You're not?
I could. Just for laughability factor, it was...
Yeah, I think Manimal's a good solid 7 in my book.
I'd go with that. I'll go... Yeah, that was a classic.
Then we did...
The actual episode that we review is, as you probably heard, listener, was our funniest ever.
Yeah, well, for us.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
And if you're receiving this in outer space, well...
Nanu, nanu.
Judge, but...
Maybe.
Old buck.
Then we done Hulk.
We did do the Hulk. Oh,
that was slow.
That is awful.
Yeah, I'll go for a 4 on the pilot, the Hulk.
The problem is, we're saying is that, but we love these programs.
Oh, God, yeah.
We absolutely adored these programs.
And if it comes on now, I can sit down and watch it.
I know. And we still have fun there. I know we're taking the mickey. Are you taking the mickey? We're giving a description of these things, but we still have fond memories of them, but probably, as you've heard, listener.
Yeah. Well, I'm judging it on, would I commission a show if I'll just watch that pilot?
Yeah, but then again, it is we're then looking at it from today's perspective, when you're supposed to got to look at it from their filming perspective.
Yeah, what was around at the time?
Yeah,
Love Boat.
It was still awful.
Yeah, so what are you giving it?
4.
And then we done Spaced.
Oh, Spaced, yeah. Well, you can't really... We couldn't knock Spaced for anything.
So it has to be a 10, doesn't it?
Well, I can't give it a 10. I can't.
And I'm giving it a 10.
No, I'm not going to give it a 10.
So you're giving it a 9.8.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
8.5.
I don't know what's coming.
I'm going... Spaced is my...
No, that's fair enough.
That's my barometer.
No, that Spaced is your limit.
My happiness limit.
Fucking out of limits.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. We were wrap up.
Yes.
I have to put that clip on there about faster locomotion, so forth.
Oh, yes, the classic lines.
And that was a nice round episode 7.
Yes.
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Superman.
But it happened. I'm here, ain't I? And I'm alive.
It happened, all right, Chief. Just as we got to the airport, we saw something streak across the sky and catch this man.
We thought we were crazy, too. My brain was whizzing around in my head. And the next thing I knew, this super guy landed me behind one of the hangars like on a feather bed. Then I made like a schoolgirl and passed out, fainted.
And when you came to, Kent was there.
Yes, sir. And he hustled me around to the side of the administration building, got me into a cab. Then we came straight here.
Pretty smart, Kent. We've got a clean beat over every other paper in town.
Does that mean I get the job, sir?
There's your answer, son.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wyatt. Thanks a million.
There are one or two things I haven't got quite straight in my mind, Mr. Kent. For example, how did you leave here later than we did and beat us to the airport?
Is that all?
Not quite. How come you found the man behind the hangar at just the right moment to get his exclusive story when every top experienced reporter in the business was breaking his neck...
Or her neck.
Or her neck to get that story?
Maybe I'm a Superman, Miss Lane.
Glad you stopped by for breakfast, Jimmy. Oh, excuse me a moment, will you? Hey, Mr. Kent, you're out of Kellogg's cornflakes.
Look at the cover. There's a spare package.
You mean there was a spare package?
Well, how about running down the store and picking up another one?
Jeepers, we've got to get to the office. There's no time. Who do you think I am, Superman?
No.
No, I don't think that.
Out of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Fine host he is.
Even if Superman did deliver Kellogg's Corn Flakes, he'd have a tough time keeping everybody happy. More people run out of them every morning than any other cereal. Because Kellogg's Corn Flakes taste best to more people. Always have, still do. Don't run out at your house. Remember, any time you buy cereal of any kind, pick up a spare package of Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Hey, let's take a minute and meet my buddy, Clark Kent, the star of Superman.
You know, wherever you go, you find kids digging into Kellogg's great new cereal, Frosted Flakes. Listen.
What does it say? Great. It is, too. Sure, let's open that box now. Gosh, if we open it now, we won't have any left for breakfast. We're not going to eat the whole box now. Are you kidding? Besides, that's what Frosted Flakes are for, eating. Superman's got the right idea, hasn't he? When he says they're best, he's right. Boy, you just see the look on my sister's face when she sees I open the box first. Frosted Flakes are sure good, huh? Sure are.
See what I mean? Just as the boys said, Frosted Flakes are sure good. Try a box right away. And if you want to find out just how good Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes are, why, ask Tony. Tell him, Tony.
Great!
New Flakes, Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes.